Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
All right, item number one would be the NBA offseason, which is rolling. What next? Well, for starters, Mike Conley has been traded to the Utah Jazz.
So anybody that was staying up at night over the possibility of the Suns acquiring a good veteran point guard who makes a lot of money, you can sleep a little easier tonight. He's going to another Western Conference team and making them much better.
Yeah.
We talked about this possibility yesterday.
We wouldn't want that to happen here, would we?
With the uncertain nature of the Western Conference, if you look at what Utah has on their roster, they could be a real player next year. Now, they did trade three pieces of their bench potentially for next year.
Yep.
And a first-round pick. But their top seven looks pretty solid right now.
Yep. I would agree with that. So props to them. It's a good trade. They gave up, what, Kyle Korver, Jay Crowder, a couple first-round...
Grayson Allen.
And a couple first-round picks. So, you know, it's they gave up quite a lot to bring in that salary, but that's what you do in the NBA. So.
But here's where it could get a little messy. If you want to take the Utah situation compared to the Sun situation, Utah's closer to competing for a title, correct?
Yeah.
So does it make more sense for a team in that position to make a bold move like that? Yeah, there's a lot of arguments that would say yes, that does make more sense.
Uh-huh.
But the Sun's got to do something.
Yeah.
While Utah filled their gap at point guard, the Suns, we're still going to discuss that at great length.
Though. Well, now Ricky Rubio is out there. Does that name float your proverbial boat?
It's better than what they got. That's what I'm looking for. Better than what they've got.
All right,
Veterans who know how to play. He certainly fits the bill there.
All right, we're going to get into that as well. In Houston, the drama continues. Chris Paul, Daryl Morey, both refuting the feud. And the reports that Chris Paul asked for a trade out of Houston.
This is a very interesting story because I don't believe the people that are most attached to the story. I don't believe Daryl Morey. I don't believe Chris Paul. I believe the media reports. And I think Chris Paul and Daryl Morey are doing damage control because of the absolute massive size of that contract, the age and the injury history. There is no market for Chris Paul in the NBA outside of Houston. They are going to have to swallow this and try to move forward with two star players that don't want to play together and maybe adding a third to that mix who's been proven to be difficult in the past, and Jimmy Butler. That's the latest rumor out of Houston.
Yeah, and you saw the reports that Houston couldn't even give away Chris Paul. That's how little value he seems to have in the NBA. You can't give away players anyways in the NBA. That whole salary alignment thing. But in this fact, I think you're exactly right. I think they're stuck with a bad situation. All right, finally, the Los Angeles Lakers. This is a great story for Suns fans. Get ready for this, folks. They're hustling to create a maximum salary slot, which begs the question, for whom?
Which begs the question, why didn't they do that in the first place? By hustling, they're actually counting on the New Orleans Pelicans, who already traded their best player in franchise history to the Lakers, for them to sweeten the deal a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Can you affect the timing of this deal so we can enact this? If I'm New Orleans,
I'm not even
picking up the phone because I can't pick up the phone with my middle fingers extended and pointing towards Los Angeles.
David Griffin's not going to do that to LeBron.
I hope he doesn't.
Yeah, well, no, I don't think he would. Well, we'll see. But you're right about that. So, but if they do create it, who do you think might take it?
Kyrie Irving.
That's what you've been saying all along.
That's what I've been saying all along.
Wow.
I just want to see teams stop bending over to make things easier for the Los Angeles Lakers.
I know. I'm with you on that.
If the Pelicans do this, that's the only way that could be construed.
All right, last year at this time, I remember very fondly I was broadcasting from a studio in New York City, site of the NBA draft. Tomorrow that NBA draft is going down. We are going to be at the arena. We're going to have a round table at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be there live for the pick if they make it. And as we said earlier, there's a lot of speculation as to what are they looking for in a point guard? Who is that point guard actually going to be? And all of that. It's going to be a good discussion. I'm looking forward to it.
I don't know if you saw the mock draft Kellen Olson put together on ArizonaSports.com. It's on the website. It's also part of the mock draft tracker on ArizonaSports.com. Painted a very interesting picture, adding a veteran point guard via trade, but also adding another popular rookie piece later in the draft at number 11.
Mm.
Trading for Jeff Teague and drafting Brandon Clark of Gonzaga. You know how many Suns fans got excited by that possibility?
That's interesting.
Now, you can argue whether or not it's worth it when you have so many veteran free agent point guards to choose from. Do you want to give up an asset to acquire one in a trade?
Mm-hmm.
That remains to be seen, but it made me think a little bit, and I didn't think negatively about it.
All right, the Diamondbacks open up their homestand. They get pummeled by the Rockies, and the storyline coming out of this is, why are they so bad at home? Is there any cause-effect, any correlation?
I can say this. I've never played on a Major League Baseball team. There have been times in my life where I was very uncomfortable at my home. It was much better as the road. I was much better wearing the road grays, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Road grays. That's pretty good.
But that's the latest head scratcher.
Yeah.
You know, it's gone from what's up with Archie Bradley to what's happening with Zach Godley. What are we going to do with the fifth spot? The latest one is, why are we no good at home?
Yeah.
And the figures, I mean, if you look at the splits, it's pretty telling stuff. We'll get into that, too.
Yeah, very much looking forward to that. All right, and then finally, there's a list from our buddy Pete Prisco regarding the Arizona, well, not the Arizona Cardinals, the top 100 players in the NFL.
Like Trey Wingo said, it's list season in the NFL.
He just said that to us yesterday. Yeah,
the NFL Network is going to put out their annual list of the top 100 players. Pete Prisco got ahead of them, and he put out his annual list. There's three Cardinals on it. Only three out of 100. Which I guess, when you consider 32 teams in the league, that's about three per team on average. Now, it doesn't shake out that way for everybody, but the results were pretty interesting.
Okay.
Especially who?
Chandler Jones is one.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Fitzgerald is two. And three would be Patrick Peterson.
That is correct. This will be the last list by Pete Prisco that does not include Kyler Murray.
I like that. Like that. There's no David Johnson there.
Oh, David Johnson was on the list. You said him first, didn't you?
No. I said Chandler Jones.
Oh, maybe there's four on. No, Chandler Jones, Larry Fitzgerald.
Patrick Peterson.
Was Fitzgerald not on the list?
Maybe Fitz didn't make it.
I'm shaking my head at my own show prep process.